Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1723. You're Stronger Than You Think, by Sam Strassfeld, with markfisherfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, don't forget, we have a bunch of shows where we cover a bunch of different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. And with that, let's keep this intro nice and short. So let's jump right in and hear today's post and optimize your life. You're Stronger Than You Think, by Sam Strassfeld, with markfisherfitness.com. I have something exciting to share with you. It's about something hiding within each of us. And no, I'm not talking about a deep hidden passion for the Golden Girls, Lizzo, or Elaine Stritch. That should never be hidden. This post was inspired by the current cycle of classes at the Mark Fisher Fitness Clubhouse that were programmed by Wheels. I love taking and coaching every single class, and it made me realize something about the ninjas at Mark Fisher Fitness. You're stronger than you think. Ninjas are bad. Forget emotional resilience for a minute, because I know there's a ton of that in our community. I'm talking about cold, hard, cast iron kettlebell strength. Since I began coaching last September, I've been in awe of the ninja army. I mean, I was before, but now I often find myself flabbergasted, without words. The commitment I see on a daily basis is inspiring and makes it easy to wake up at 4:15 a.m. to come open the clubhouse for the 6:30 a.m. crew. But beyond that, I see incredible amounts of effort, sweat, and focus being poured out on the mat day in, day out, and at all times of day, not just in the wee morning hours. We talk pretty consistently about getting 1% better. It's that idea of Kaizen, constant, gentle pressure, embracing the journey. The obstacle is the way. You get it. Well, what if there was a way you could get 3% better super quickly? Yep, that's right. Not one, not two, but 3%. Let me break this down for you. 3% better. Rep ranges tend to fall in the following categories: 1 to 3 repetitions, or 3 to 5 repetitions, or 4 to 6 repetitions, or 6 to 8, or 8 to 10, or 10 to 12, and then even 12 to 15. Each range has a different desired outcome. For now, let's think about 3 sets of 10 repetitions, so 30 repetitions total. If you do 29 of the reps at a consistent weight and go a little heavier on your 30th rep, or maybe a rep in the middle somewhere, that's not a difference of 1%. That's a difference of 3%. Technically, 3.333333%. We all took math. You get it. Yes, I know if we were to look at total overall volume, the difference is a little less. But if you think about it in relation to the 30 reps that you will be performing, each moment matters. Side note, when we're working in the 3 to 5 repetition range, something we're doing is improving our neural pathways. That's why sometimes you feel as though you can go a little heavier after each set. Your brain and body are becoming more efficient at communicating with each other. Cool, right? Muggle gym story. I once saw someone back squatting about 365 pounds for 3 reps. After they finished one of their sets, they added 2.5 pounds to each side. That's a total of 5 pounds, or 1.369% of the total weight that they went up. What I'm trying to point out is every little bit matters. Sometimes we approach a program and wait until we can complete the maximum number of repetitions across all of the sets before we move up in weight. But what if we could move up incrementally in weight and sooner? What if instead of aiming for the top of the rep range, we aim for the bottom? So instead of shooting for 10 repetitions, maybe we strive for 8 so we can go heavier. Aim for one more. The goal for this cycle of the kick conditioning class at Mark Fisher Fitness is to get one more rep. That doesn't mean an entire round of each of the 3 exercises. It means one more goblet squat, one more push-up, one more curtsy lunge. It seems less daunting when you think of it that way, doesn't it? During superhero strength, we're trying to find a ceiling for ourselves. Where do we begin to struggle to get 5 repetitions? Let me ask you a question. Have you ever had a crush on someone and wanted to ask them out for coffee? Well, I'm willing to bet you didn't go out with that person if you never asked them. You can't strike out if you don't get up to bat. How can you find out how strong you are if you don't venture a little outside of your comfort zone? Success is born out of failure. So the next time you take superhero, grab a heavier bell. And the next time you take kick, try for one more rep. And wherever you are in the fitness journey, strive for just a little bit more. Quote, ever tried? Ever failed? No matter. Try again. Fail again. Fail better. You just listened to the post titled, You're Stronger Than You Think, by Sam Strassfeld with markfisherfitness.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I'll start by saying that I have learned to be cautious when I'm working out. You've heard these stories of me getting injured before. To me, pushing too hard and getting hurt is much worse than playing it safe. But there's an in-between space here too. If I never try to push for that one extra repetition or a slightly heavier weight, I'll never improve. Too many of us stop our workouts too soon because we think we've done enough. But is that the brain saying we've done enough? Or is that signal actually coming from the body? I'll give you an example. Your brain may think that you should be tired because you performed the same number of sets and repetitions as you usually do. Workout should be over. But by now, your body may be used to this amount of work and is ready for more. This is where listening to your body can be so valuable. It doesn't happen right away, but with time, you'll start to become attuned to your body's signals. Your body will tell you when it's ready for more or when it's time to stop. Just be sure that you're listening. All right, that'll do it for the Thursday episode. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.